please.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped.
What's up, y'all? It's Marcus, last name Gar. No, I'm just kidding. You can't know my last name, but tune into the Reigning Champs podcast, RCP. You gotta follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Intergalactic, all of it. No, I'm just kidding. But at the end of the day, tune into my boys and listen to them because they got some good shit. Acid rap is one of those ones that you got me into, and I was like, yo, he's making all these weird ass sounds.
I didn't like it at first, but hey, that shit grew on me, man. Like, yeah. I hated acid rap at first, but the song that got me into acid rap was the Smoke Again joint with him and Ab Soul.
It was like, that was a good
song. He used to be making some crazy ass noise. Now he don't even rap like that no more.
Yeah.
That was the shit right there, but no, acid rap had. Hell of a good song.
Yeah. For me, it was Juice. I was just like, damn,
Juice,
this shit.
Cocoa Butter Kisses. Cocoa,
yeah.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Whatever that record is with the girl, you like, my Snuggie, whatever that little bar was, yeah, whatever that joint
that's
was.
That's Cocoa Butter Kisses.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's another song.
Oh, but Get Lost or something like that.
Yeah.
By the time,
I think it's No Name.
By the time that track popped off, I was like, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Just because it was so different.
That reminds me of a... Okay, damn. So that makes me think of a particular topic. So do you believe that drugs make albums better or worse? Because my...
For the artist or for the listener?
That's so both, question. I'll say.
Chance has, yes, has never made better music off of acid. So his best music was when he was on acid.
See? Why do you think that is?
See that? I'm not too sure.
Well, one, he was a lot younger, but I don't know. I never taken acid, but I'm guessing that shit have his mind out of here. Why are you looking like that, Mars? It's cool, man.
That's not my name.
No.
That was funny.
Sorry.
It's not my name. No.
Okay. Yeah. So
what do we call you?
You can call Gustavo. Me Gustavo. You can call me Sylvester. Nah.
Sylvester. Self.
Yo, self actually sounds sick. Call me self. Nah. Self. You can just call me Mark. Just call me Mark. Mark ass buster.
Marcus.
Yeah, I'm so cool. Used to hearing that. So I feel like when people do smoke weed and or other drugs, obviously not acid because you can't smoke that. You probably can. I don't know. But either way, I feel like it does affect your mind enough for you to be like, yo, you're outside of your normal way of thinking. But then people go too far. Ask somebody to tell me this. You go too far sometimes and people are like, you get too high and you're like, yo, this shit sounds great. And to your high mind, that shit sounds great.
That's true.
But in real life, it does not sound great at all. You're like, this shit is kind of.
No,
like,
I know what you mean, because there's been songs that I've heard while high. And I might have heard the song when I wasn't high. And I'm like, eh. Also, I'm in the car and I'm like, yo, this shit sounding crazy right now. Like, what? So, like, I agree. Like, sometimes when I'm high, like, a song might affect me or hit me different than when I was sober and heard it.
100%.
So, yeah.
That shit is.
You hear every element to the song.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you might hear something you didn't even hear the first 10 times you heard it sober. But then you high, it's like, damn. The way them drums hitting on this shit is
like sirens.
Yeah. like the song Names by Tame Impala.
Yep.
That shit, I sound different when you're sober.
Okay, so, you know, I went to go see that concert recently. And the beginning of it, I meant to tell you about this. The beginning of it, I'm not trying to dominate the conversation, but it slowed down kind of. Like, it was, at one point I was like, yo, am I tripping? And the reason why I say that is because it was like, like, the whole point of the tour is, like, based on some type of drug they made up. And so, okay. So, basically, like, she's talking and then it's, like, slow.
Oh, it's like that shit, like.
And at one point, I remember, and the visuals they had with it, I was like.
That's the ASAP Rocky shit.
And me, I remember I was looking at my girlfriend and I was like, are we alive still?
Oh, no, not like
hey,
that.
Hey, we start like that. Yeah, I was like, out of here.
I was like, we didn't even do anything, and this doesn't sound sober? Right. Yo, I was sober, and it felt weird. Wow. Yeah. Sorry. So, yeah. I'll be quiet. All
right. Oh, relax. But now that we got a small little pause in the episode, if you can't already tell the vibes, this is a non-sports episode, good people, a.k.a. episode 159, and we got a special guest in the goddamn building. Shout out to my guy. But I got Javon in the building.
Yep.
I got AD in the building.
Who that?
Y'all already know I go by Jordan on the ones and twos. And in the fourth mic, as y'all have been hearing so far on the podcast, we've been told to call him Gustavo, what did y'all say? Sylvester.
Self.
Mark. But no, we got Marcus in the building. Shout out to Mark.
Hey, what's up?
Couscous. Thank you for joining and blessing the podcast, man. We look forward. This is going to be a fire episode, good people. We about to have a ball. Y'all know how we give it up on non-sports. And if you can't tell with the first 5 minutes, it's a missile already. We about to get money, yo.
A missile. I like it.
It's about to be a missile. You heard?
I just got to say, first of all, your whole voice on here is crazy. It's good as hell. Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I've been doing this for a little bit now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I like it. All right.
But, well, hey.
Hi, guys.
But you want to tell them a little bit about yourself or anything, man? Yeah, this is your time. Yeah, you know, this is your time. It's your floor. Go off.
You know, I don't really know much about sports, but what I do know.
That's why he's not on the sports
podcast.
That's why
I'm not typically on there. But I'm on this one, the non-sports version. You know, I like long walks on the beach, and, you know, I like talking to dolphins sometimes. No, just kidding. No, on the real, though, I just feel like the best advice I was given recently is just you got to live your life because you only live once. So that's all I got.
That's YOLO. That's a bar. Yeah. That's a gunshot. Just know that. That's a gunshot.
That never gets old.
Yeah. But, I mean, realistically, like, there was a time, and I don't know, I feel like we're going on, this is about to be a topic.
On, about you, man.
But one topic I thought about, like, something I thought of recently is just, like, who were you in high school, and is that the same person you are now?
Hell no.
Nope.
So,
in a way, somewhat, but not.
I started becoming this person. Like, in high school, like, senior year, I was like, damn. Hold up, because I was like, it sounded good.
I was like,
but
yo,
you be doing that.
I know. But basically, like, that person who I am now, that's who I was, like, I was shaping myself to start that process. To
we were still kids.
Yeah, so still learning, still figuring shit out.
For sure.
Still figuring
you
shit out.
You haven't even lived life yet. Like, you ain't experienced shit at 17, 18
years. Hell nah.
You think you have. You be thinking you know it shit. Like, it's one of the things, like, your parents tell you that shit, but then, like, you get older. And now that we all 30 plus, which is crazy to fucking say now.
Nuts.
No, we 30 plus motherfuckers.
You the plus.
That's nuts.
You the 30.
Okay. Cool.
Nigga, we all here now. It don't matter at this point. But anyway, like, it's just one of the things, like, looking back, you see, like, even 10 years, like, you can look back and see where you were at 10 years. I was 22. Bro, 22-year-old Javon, what? Man, thinking different, doing different things, still kind of figuring shit out, didn't know who the fuck you were at that point. Mm-hmm. Your confidence ain't the same.
Yeah.
Just a lot of shit, man, that was different when you in your early 20s versus when you now 30, 31,
32.
Like,
no, that's real. I mean, I had somebody tell me one time, they were like, yeah, you know, when you turn 30, you are your... in your 20s again, but you're just more confident. And in a weird way, like, I totally feel that way. Wow. Like, for me, I feel like I'm back in my 20s again. I mean, we still have a good time.
We still look young.
We still look young for the most part. Look a little drenched. But
speak for yourself.
No, but on the real, like, you definitely are your age, but there's just a part of you still that you just...
You know more.
You just
about
don't
yourself.
Give a fuck anymore.
You give you know a fuck less. Like, your confidence is higher than it probably was when you were younger because you know more about yourself. You know more about what you're not going to fuck with, what you is going to fuck with.
100%.
So it's like 100%. You got more of a voice.
Yeah.
At this
you ain't
age.
Going for no bullshit.
Yeah.
Nah.
You learn to stand up for yourself a little bit more
than
you did when you was younger. And
I just, younger. Like, going back to, sorry, not to make it about me, but I'm just saying, like, one thing I realize is, like, I just really don't give a fuck anymore. And why I say that is because if you think about it, like, I'm friends with y'all, and the way I see it is, like, y'all my people.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, for whatever reason, which I'm sure will never happen, knock on wood, but we'll never have issues. But if we did, let it be on some real shit, and then, like, we could part ways. It doesn't have to be negative. I don't have to be a crazy person and try to chase after you after that. Like, it's just, we're cool, and then we move on. You know what I mean? And, like,
life will go on.
Mutually. Yeah. So, I don't know. Sorry. That's all I was going to say is, like, you just live your life. In your 30s, and you just realize there are things you like, things you don't like. There are things about chicks you like now that I'm like, you know what?
This nigga is dropping.
I'm sorry.
The jewels are being dropped.
Yo.
The jewels are being dropped.
It might be every quarter. It might be every quarter.
What's something that you like about women or that you figured out you like about women now that you might not have known you like when you were younger, or maybe something that you don't like about women now that you – made it might have looked over.
I think my main thing that I overlooked back in the day is a chick, she gotta be goal oriented. If she ain't got no, like, ambition, I'm good on that.
Because
that shit for me, like, because I need somebody who can push me, because, you know, sometimes you'll get, like, down on yourself, or you'll just be in your funk sometimes, or whatever the case is, or you might just be slipping on your shit. So sometimes you need that person to put that battery in your back and get that shit going. But if she ain't got no drive herself, and it's just like, what are we doing? And I don't want to be the one always trying to pick you up every time. And it's, you know, we got to level up together. So if that shit ain't happening, I'm good. It was cool back in the day when it was like a chick that you might just be messing around with, where you knew you didn't see yourself with her like 10 years from now. So.
Yeah. I mean, I was young. You 20 years old. You ain't even thinking that far in the future like that, honestly, but. I think one thing for me that I've realized that, like, it's still a big thing. Like, don't get it twisted. Looks and shit matter. I don't care what nobody fucking say. Ooh, looks don't matter. That shit fucking matters to everybody.
To some degree.
It might not be the same, weighted the same for everybody, but the shit matters. But at the same time, your looks can only get you so far when it comes, like, you know, girl. You might see a pretty-ass girl. Everything might seem good visually. You're attracted to her and everything, but she might have a shitty attitude or personality or whatever. And, like, at this age now, like, I don't care how bad you is. Like, that should have turned me off. Like,
just then looks don't matter.
I mean, but they matter to attract the person. You still got to be attracted to something.
Yeah,
so
you
they
gotta
do
have
matter.
Something.
But I'm saying that ain't the all end all be all is what I'm saying. Like, they matter.
Oh, okay.
But it ain't everything. Like, it ain't all you care about.
Okay.
As you get older, you start to weigh things differently. It's like, 100%. Okay, she look good, but what else does she bring?
Yeah.
Kind of what he was saying, like, does she do this? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, when you're young, you just like, she look good or does she don't look good?
Yeah.
Like,
it was, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what
she didn't look good, the homies don't know.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, now it's like, bro, does she look good? Yeah, she looks good, but what else comes with it? Like, is she cool? Like, is she down to earth? Is she easy to get along with? Can I bring around my friends without...
That's the main thing.
You know what
me.
I mean? It's like that little. It's like the little things that start to matter when you get older. Like, the looks is the surface level shit.
If I can't bring you around my friends...
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
we say I want to have you around my friends all the time, but if I should be able to bring you around, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And because if you ain't cool with my friends, that's going to make me look at you a certain way, especially if I know they ain't really trying to, you know, they just trying to be friendly with you and make you feel comfortable, and you trying to be standoffish. It's like, what's up with you, bro?
God. I mean, friends are chosen family. That's how you put it.
Yeah.
I mean, so if they're acting some kind of way, I'm just like, yo,
it's
why
kind
are you
of a,
here?
Exactly. It's kind of a turnoff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, it is a turn on when you bring a girl around and, like, you bring around your friends and she's, like, interacting with your friends and cool. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
damn,
yeah.
She,
you don't. Cool you feel girl, like you bro. Don't have to entertain. Like, you don't have to be right by her side exactly. the entire event. Yeah.
You can go do your thing, and she'll be good still. Like.
Exactly. And she still can interact and get her shit off or whatever, and it's cool. She's comfortable. Like,
yeah.
That, I don't know. It's something about it. It's a little thing, man.
No, I get that. I also feel like, I mean, I'm so for an example for me, like, I know I also try to set expectations with friends, family, whoever, who meet somebody. I'm like, hey, by the way, this person's like that. But sometimes you inadvertently make that person overthink how their reactions are, and then you intentionally make them feel like, well, maybe I should just be quiet. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they may come off shy. So a lot of my friends, yeah, and they're like, okay, well, yeah. I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what
you don't
I was
want the person might come off, like, unintentionally, like you said, defensive. In a
yeah,
way,
yeah.
And have a guard up and not want to, like, be themselves. But, like, that's why I, like, if I'm around people, I like to try and make them feel somewhat comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, I don't 100%. Want you to feel shy around me and everything.
And you can tell, too, like, when somebody's, like, uncomfortable, just the energy is. For me, like, if I bring somebody around and I tell they uncomfortable, that's just going to, like, bother me the whole time because I'm like, yo, the energy is off.
Yeah, and then also, too, you probably thinking in your head, like, what's some way I can get them to feel more comfortable,
yeah.
or, like, make them loosen up a little bit or whatever like that. So then you start focusing on them too much instead of enjoying your time out or whatever. So I know what you mean by that, but that's part of dating.
What about y'all? What y'all got?
What? Whatever.
Something back from
my mind was ready to go to the next topic.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I was cooking. Go. My mind was just.
Oh yeah, no, let's do it.
I'm here to keep it.
Let's go.
That's what I'm rolling with. Cause the mic I kind of got is like it's a condenser mic, so it's a range mic. Like look how low my joint is, but look how high it's spiking.
Gotcha.
So I'm not gonna talk too much. Like I got to figure this out a little bit. But since we're talking about women, let's get into some layered questions. I'm gonna ask y'all three questions in a row. That's gonna lead into things. All right.
Y'all are we answering all three at once? Or are we going
one by one, baby.
Let's do it.
Know the vibes. All right, let's get it.
You answering these questions?
I'm with it. What y'all putting in the spend a night bag? Let's get to it. We 18 minutes in. Let's get the people what they want. We're about to roll it up. What you putting in the spend a night bag? You got a small bag. Remember, this ain't no Duffy.
Right.
You got all a small bag.
So you got your toothbrush.
Yep.
Deodorant.
Yep.
Gotta have it. Obviously, change your clothes, your underwear,
drawers.
You gotta have
all your undershirts and all that shit. Whatever, you know, change your clothes.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm gonna bring you know a little do-rag or something. You know, just cause.
You said me personally.
You know what I'm saying? Me personally. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go to sleep. I make sure the hair look all right when you get up in the morning. Everything. You gotta be presentable when you leave.
Okay.
If you can, you know what I'm saying.
I just need a brush.
Nah, my hair. Don't be cooperating, so I know my
I shit. Can respect that.
Yeah, I know my hair. That's just gonna be cooperating.
Everybody know their hair.
So, I mean, you just bring, I mean, for us guys, I don't know. We simple.
Yeah.
Toothbrush, change of clothes, maybe some body wash or something if she ain't got none. Okay. Which she probably gonna have all of
I'm
that
sure
shit.
Whatever she got.
That's what I'm saying. She
and
probably
I hope,
gonna have all
I,
that
I
shit.
I want her to have something that's gonna put me on.
Thank exactly.
Yeah.
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 You heard?
Yeah. I
even,
agree
her,
with that.
Even when it comes to the hair shit, she got all that shit. How about to use her shit?
I'm looking maybe. Through the joint.
Yeah.
Oatmeal. Hell, you put oatmeal in soap.
Right,
man.
Yeah, right. I want to know. I want to know.
Yeah, those are mainly like change of clothes, depending on you know your direction and everything. What you sleeping in? Just depends.
Butt ass.
toothbrush, like you said. What else? Nowadays we're in COVID, so I gotta bring some like hand sanitizer or something. Cause she might not have it. People might not be as sanitized as you.
I guess
we said to spend a night bag. You gonna spend a night at a chick? You don't feel the same.
Yeah,
bag.
Like what the
that's
fuck?
Questions that need answers.
Yeah, bro, you just open
that's
up
why I thought I'm like hand sanitizer. sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of got to double back on that, my boy.
I keep it on me now. That's basically what I'm saying.
Oh. That ain't what you said, dude.
Nah, you said you going to pat that in the bag, bro.
Just it's in the bag. Ain't got to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, hold up.
Everybody ain't got the...
Nigga, she ain't got hand soap. I'm going to shorty house. The last thing I'm thinking about is some damn hand soap.
If she ain't got hand soap, she ain't got a lot of things.
I'm about to
wash
my hands. I ain't thinking about no damn hand soap.
Again, y'all might be right. I want her to put me on to the hand soap. I want her to put me on to stuff I don't know about.
Right.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Don't mind me.
Nah, you're not crazy. I wouldn't say you're crazy.
Nah, it's a little extra. I was trying to think of some shit to put in the bag. Don't mind me.
You was just trying to get pandemic friendly, man. I'm like, hold on, bro.
Neurotic.
Yeah. Pass.
Okay.
Just say condoms is up.
Yeah, that pair of socks. Pair of socks. You can't wear the same pair of socks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, you can't leave. With
that's part of underclothes
to
me.
Yeah, yeah. I just had to make sure because you never know sometimes.
Hey, this is different. He don't change no socks.
I ain't say I don't. I'm just saying.
Listen,
it ain't a priority.
Huh?
It ain't a priority.
It's not a priority.
Listen, a few years ago, I got introduced to athlete's foot. No thanks. No, athlete's and ever foot since then, that's why I'm like, you got to bring a pair of socks, okay?
I can respect it.
My job be causing that shit, so I know. Like,
I heard that. Sucks. I heard that particular place does that.
Work boots be fucking your feet up.
Yeah, because it's just like, there's no, yeah.
There's no there's air, no bro. Air. Like, your feet get moist. Ugh. Before you know it.
There goes that word. That
Yeah, if you get all sweaty and shit before you know it.
You don't like the word moist?
Okay. See, this is another. We're about to veer off.
Right. Anyway. I think I've heard this before.
Yes.
All right.
What about you, Jordan?
Yes.
I agree with everything. The only thing I'd probably add in there, depending on how early I got to go to work the next day or something, is a charger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a charger.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I mean, everybody got an iPhone now.
Yeah.
If she got one.
I'm using hers.
I ain't gonna lie, I brought my own charger.
Oh. Okay, I'm not saying you can't, but to avoid that situation.
Yeah,
because
she might have only.
If my phone is on the low,
she'll be okay.
Yes.
Oh.
You confidence. Went from she ain't got no sanitizer to I'm gonna steal her phone. Man, what?
He said, we gonna share or else.
Nah, yeah. Like he said, she might need it just as much as I need it.
All I need is 20%, and I'll get me to
I need
wherever
my shit
I'm going
on
next.
When I wake up in the morning. A hundo. See, you work from home is different, bro.
I've gone to work with my phone on 50%. Leaving
you got
work.
A computer though. You can hook it to.
Damn, nah, it's don't charge the same.
Nice. Oh, about
I ain't gonna do that to my phone. Shout out to Sprint.
T-Mobile.
All day.
Gang.
I'm just talking about my old workplace where I learned certain things.
Oh, wow,
that's all. Excuse me.
That's okay.
All
right. Anywho,
question two.
You're getting ready to move in with your girl. It's time. Oh yeah! Oh, y'all ain't ready. It's 22 minutes in the pod, guys. We roll.
Fuck it.
We outside right now. We're gonna get these through, and then we're gonna talk about some other stuff, guys. We'll talk about the Oscars. We'll talk about all that stuff. We get into the shits right now. You heard?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You heard?
Shout out my nigga Jim Jones.
Yeah. It's time to live with your girl. Y'all gotta move in. You're preparing mentally for this because it's a big change.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean.
Yep.
What is your expectations that you expect? You know what I mean? When it's time, like when you all actually move in, like how day to day is going to operate. Because remember, you can like people, you can rock with people, but you can't live with everybody. Truth. That's the reason why friends can't live with each other.
Truth.
Because that's how you fall out. You see it all the time. Once they move in together, it's over because you don't know a person 24/7.
Yes.
You know your friend in the moments that you know him, or you know y'all had a little trip on the weekend.
Might
y'all
sleep
kicked
over
that
each
the hotel.
House here and there.
But that's a
sometimes
day.
You get some hints there too, though. You be like,
I could not live with that person. That's how sometimes you can get it, but. It's your woman, and you know that next move, when you move in together, that's you trying to level up. What do y'all expect?
Okay, can I segue before we get into that?
Go on.
No, because this is a good one. Because, yes, with girls, there's so many variables. I feel like I'm at work. There's so many variables. But one thing I will say is Javon knows this. You know what I'm about to bring up. I hope so. Roommates. Just overall, whether it be a girl or not, you definitely need to have a conversation. You need to have it again. You need to have it one more time before you move in. And even after you move in, you still need to have that conversation. How do people, they're just cleanly habits. This particular person had, if you recall. Yes, exactly. Did not clean their bathroom at all.
No, bro.
And I just have a certain, because this was the bathroom that everyone, once you came to the house, We were all, I used to have, bathroom. Yeah, it was like, that was the first bathroom everyone was going to use. It wasn't a private one. It was a public bathroom in the house. So it just bothered me because it's just like, we had this discussion. We had it one more time. And then even still, this person still just didn't get it. And to the point where they just stopped throwing out trash and then started keeping trash in their room because they didn't want to throw it out because they didn't want to hear my mouth.
Old trash bags or just trash in general?
Like, if you ate at a particular fast food restaurant.
Let's say Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A. Oh.
Let's say Wendy's. Every day. I knew that you had a bag from Wendy's every day for 2 weeks or maybe 2 months or maybe 5 months.
Huh?
And it just eventually became a circle around your area of living because you stayed in your room all the time.
So it was just bags in the room?
Yes. So I never went in his room, so I didn't know it was that bad. That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, you had a roommate in your room?
I had a roommate in his room who... I just was like, why does this house smell like old French fries?
I thought you were talking about Marcus.
No. Oh, fuck no.
No, his roommate.
Yeah. I had an old roommate.
When I first met Marcus.
I had some weird roommates. That goes down to another topic. Y'all go ahead.
I agree with you. Because I went in his roommate's bathroom before. That shit was nasty.
We ain't got to talk about girls. We just talk about moving in with somebody. What's your expectations? How about that? Let's keep it general. Let's keep it general.
Yeah, because I mean, I never.
So let's just keep it general. Make it simple.
In general.
I like that. Good segue.
No, in general, though. Sorry. I would agree with that because, like you said, you don't know how people are cleanly-wise until, like you say, you start living with them and shit like that. Like, you might see it here and there, whatever, like you said, going to their house here and there, but, like, seeing it on a day-to-day, round-the-clock basis, that's what changed things.
And cleanliness means different things for different people.
For me, it might not be spick and span all the time, but it's not going to get to the point where I'm just like... I can't stand this. Yeah. Or once it gets to the point where I'm just like, it's getting to the point where it's just like, yo, time to clean up. But it's not, for me, like, I like to have my shit sometimes, like, nice, spick and span. But 9 times out of 10, it's only me up in there, so it's not always, like, spotless. Mm-hmm. But it's clean to the point to where it's just like, somebody ain't walking in my spot like, yo, your shit dirty.
It's a difference between being a little messy or unorganized and being dirty, in my opinion. Like, unorganized, okay, you might have some shit you need to pick up a little bit. You might have a little laundry laying around, something like that, whatever. I ain't really tripping off of that shit. But dirty?
Yeah, dirty.
That's what I really care about. Like, and like you said, I feel like one of the biggest things is bathrooms. Like, bathrooms and, like, kitchen or something like that. Like,
common areas. Common areas. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you can't keep them clean, then what the fuck can you clean? And it's not that hard, honestly. Like, I ain't saying you gotta do it every fucking day, but like, you know, a couple times out of the week.
Do it once a year, at the very least.
Just throw on a playlist. Playlist out now.
Or YouTube video, anything.
You know, go off.
I'm in this playlist later, part 6, out now. Throw that on.
I had that shit going the other night.
Oh, did you? That shit was all right?
I let that shit ride.
Guys. I got you.
Hey, I'm talking about the entire. I let that shit. Right.
Listen, I'm with the electro playlist.
Bro. I was outside.
Okay.
I'm with your electro playlist.
Last weekend.
You know
premium.
I fell asleep to it. All right. Your electro playlist. It did it for me. I went to bed. Now, it may have been too loud for my girlfriend, but it was good enough for me.
Hey, I was letting that bitch rock.
She was like, turn this shit off.
Bruh. Sunday night, I let that go. I let that clip go when I got in the crib.
Support that was Sunday night for me. It was like Saturday night. Saturday or Sunday night. Yeah, I let that bitch go.
Support your people, man.
Nah, Saturday out.
No, I found that shit. I said, shuffle. Just threw it on.
I like to hit play. I'm a weird one.
What's your favorite track from it, if y'all remember?
It was so many, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. I can't remember, bro.
You know, the one that's mine is the one I expect to hear it up there. It's not really my favorite, but the one that caught me off guard is Sad Girls Want Love or whatever that joint is called.
Like
a remix.
That shit.
I didn't think you was on that. I heard it. I was like, whoa.
It was supposed to be on one of the older playlists, but it didn't make the cuts. And I was just like, I kept hearing it, and I was just like.
I rock with that joint.
I will say one of the songs that I did end up adding to my library is the Mariah the Scientist.
Church. That shit, great. That's probably my favorite joint from it.
Hey, I love
intro?
Her.
Intro? Two episodes ago. Don't mind me. Y'all keep talking.
Nay.
See, I might not have listened
to
that.
It's cool, though.
I listened to the last
one.
It's cool,
bro. It's all good, bro.
I fuck with that song.
It's actually another version of that song before it got mixed and mastered. You can actually find an unmastered version of it, and you might like it more, especially if you really might like it. But don't mind me. That's what I be talking about.
No, that shit good, though. I fuck with that joint, man. I never really, listened to, a lot of her music like that, so.
Yeah, peep episodes ago. And one last one. Last one was Contra Nostra.
I see the picture updated. See, I ain't get to that one.
That's damn. Cool. Don't even worry about it.
I did listen to this one
today.
That's
cool.
Though.
Good to hear. Look, it's. I respect it. I just all last. You know what?
Y'all would have said something.
I was waiting on it.
I you didn't hear the playlist at that time. So I, no, I just, sure. So that's a coincidence.
Oh, it was another song, too.
Just like music.
What was it called? The Toxic. Switched On remix. Meta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
I was
yeah.
fucking with that a little bit. I saved both of them joints.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, when you cleaning, if your place a little dirty, throw on the playlist, hit shuffle, hit play, whichever one. It's meant to be shuffled or played. I curated it.
I mean, you can't do it whichever because, yeah. I mean, it's just a mixture of songs. Mixture of songs. I just threw it on shuffle just so it would give it a little different variety.
Randomness.
Yeah, exactly, because it's already random for me. So, but I didn't realize it was that many songs on that shit. I was scrolling, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I put like 50 on this.
It was like, what, 2 hours and some change?
They all like 40-something, 50 songs, so.
I ain't mad at it. Hey, kept the night going.
Respect.
What you was doing?
Extracurriculars.
Okay. This nigga was doing his taxes.
Wowzer.
Nigga said, hey, I mean, yeah.
Wowzer.
You know, I had to clean some kids. I'm joking.
That dolphin?
Nah.
No dolphin?
That was, okay. It was just a little jokey joke.
Say less than.
Jokey joke. I ain't mad at it.
If y'all ever need me to hit a dolphin, y'all just holler at me. Hey, I mean, y'all know what to do.
Exactly. I'm not much to censor. So
just hit me in
really
post.
Giving a fuck.
Or I'll do it. If I feel like it's, you know, yeah, some if
you're on discretion. You know what I'm saying?
I've cut some stuff that y'all ain't even know I cut.
I have been told I use big words a lot, too. So not from y'all, just y'all, but other people. And I'm like, dang, do I really use big words like that?
You just sneaking in there randomly.
I think that's what it is. Like, I ain't using them all the time, but I just throw one in there. I'm like. And I figured out the other day it's because my dad.
Oh, he be doing that?
He grew up, he would just say, like, it'd be the same way. He wouldn't say big words all the time, but it'd be like a little damn little thing in there.
You definitely do surprise me. Sometimes you say stuff, I'm like, oh, he smiled.
Like, he was. Yeah, like, one of the ones that stand out to me the most is when I was younger and he would be talking about, like, getting drunk or whatever, but he wouldn't say, you know, back in my day, I get drunk. He'd be like, yeah, you know. I used to get inebriated back in the day. Never heard that word. That was one of the first times I heard that song. So now I'm thinking about, I'm like, yo, reason I be knowing some of these big words and shit just randomly is because my dad just would just throw a random big word out.
Yo, old school people are really good at big words.
For sure.
They're good at big words and they're good at creasing their jeans.
Unmitigated.
You said creasing their jeans.
Nah, have you ever noticed that? Next time you look at some old heads, bro, all them niggas crease their jeans or their pants. Look.
I know the pants. 50. I don't know about jeans, but I know pants for a fact.
Oh, pants are creased.
Jeans and pants.
Crisp.
I'm talking about if they're at least like 55, 60 years old or older, trust me, they creasing them bitches, bro. My dad still creases shit to this day.
Crease jeans.
You say your dad don't?
Nah.
He too young.
The nigga's 60.
Oh, damn. I don't know. He must be just one of the hip niggas. I'm telling you, bro. Old heads. Like, my pops, and I seen a dude at my job. He probably like closer to my pops' age. I'm like, damn. Jeans.
But when it's not jeans though, them joints just creased though.
That's what I'm saying. Like creased jeans or pants, like either or, but they be creased. We don't do that shit, huh?
My bad. I ain't got nothing for this. So I can't help you with this.
Oh, that's I'm just saying. I noticed the old heads do that shit, bro. Anyway, that was just a little side note. So
punch in, but yeah, I would agree though. For the most part, the one that cleanliness is like number one. You know, I get annoyed with you real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hands and feet be ready to get served. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't like that, bro. Like, you know, I'm a clean person. I feel like I'm clean enough. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, we respect the house that we both live in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know we both pay the bills. Pick up after yourself. Make yourself look presentable. If your people's walked in, how would they like it?
Exactly.
What's the assessment? Because you got to think sometimes, too. Like, when your people slide through, they be kind of looking to see how they raised you in a sense.
Yeah.
Because now you on your own. Now you living responsibly. They want to see like, all right, let me see what I've done. Mm-hmm. Let me see what you got when you invite them over. And then they walk in, they like, wow, I missed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's a little extra, but I'm just saying. Like,
no,
but,
I get it.
But for me, like, that was a top priority thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Respect the house. Don't be breaking nothing. That's a fact. So I'm breaking his mind again, hands and feet. Like that's all I'm telling you. But hygiene is number one for sure.
Hygiene.
Look at my couch.
You stand
my couch. My couch five. Fuck with you.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Couch fucking five.
Better than this bedrock ass couch over here.
That's why I say I'm hating.
That's why I'm hating.
Yeah, that ain't shade. That's listen, fucking hate.
If you try to put a chick's head down on this couch, they may die.
It's like a rock. She lived.
Halfway.
No, she lives. She was like, it's a little stiff. You act like I don't notice it. I just never heard you talk about it.
Today I felt it.
Before I sat on it, he said, yeah, man, I don't like this couch. Before I even sat on it, I was like, damn.
You gotta set a prerequisite for that. Because listen, I jumped down on this couch. I was like, woo. I fucking almost knocked myself out.
Yo, wild, Joe.
Sorry. I'll be quiet.
Yo, wild, Joe. Hey,
what's the third question? Is this what's coming? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you heard me say A. Hey.
King of tangents, sorry.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm kidding you with the A, dot, dot. But y'all taking that men's birth control? That's the last one,
man. Hey, man.
We going in.
How effective we talking to this? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I think I pulled the article. So here's what I saw. I heard it's 99% or whatever effective, but it wasn't tried on actual humans. It was tried on male animals or something.
Like a pig?
I think squirrels or something.
We're not even
yeah,
like.
They need to do it to something close to humans.
Yeah, really. Like pigs apparently have the same heart as we, so why not do that?
Well, they said they're starting human trials this year.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. But I mean,
if this shit work.
Here's the deal. Oh, man. Okay.
I mean.
I'll let y'all talk.
You got something to say, man?
I just have a question.
Special guest. Go.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. My biggest thing is this. There are times in which people start doing shit that I'm just like, I don't know why we're doing that. Girls are quick to be like, you know what? I've been putting this in my body, so you should be able to do the same. And I'm
we're not the same.
Yes. However, they're still, I don't know. Oh, this is controversial. I don't know.
Say what you got to say.
I just feel like yes and. So, like, if it's been working for you, just keep doing what you're doing. Exactly. I don't want to hear about
it. Why fix something that ain't broke?
Exactly.
Or if they don't want to take it, there's two options. Take the risk or wear protection.
I feel like I'm talking to my dad right now. Yes.
No, I'm just saying, like, just in general, like, if women don't want to take birth control, which they don't have to.
Nobody's forcing them.
But it's other reasons sometimes when women take birth control, I'm not a woman. I'm not going to dabble in that world. But, look, sometimes they don't want to take it. If you don't.
Listen, another way to look at it, too, is, like, people got shot. Oh, no, shot in the radio. I said that wrong.
Hey, that's at the top.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't got that on the dock.
People got the vid shot, and they either took it or they didn't. And it's up to you whether or not you feel like you want to. So that's how I try to put it. It's at your discretion.
So you basically saying you feel like.
I feel kind of weird about it, but maybe that's just because it hasn't.
We never had it before.
Exactly.
Has it circulated?
I mean, think about it. We've never had a male birth control.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Oh.
Retweet. Okay.
Help me understand.
I'm already not a pill person. Like, off rip, I don't like taking pills.
Yeah. I ain't going to say I'm not doing it, but at the same time, I'm not opposed to it. You know what I'm saying? If the shit work.
I made my bed, I'm going to lay in that bed.
But, I mean.
That's fair.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. I'm either taking my risk.
Hey.
Or I'm wearing a condom.
Hey. Pull out method been working. That's all I'm saying.
It's a risk. Number one. It's been working number one birth boy. Control hey, for a nigga.
It's been working for your boys. So I mean, hey. I'ma just keep it a buck.
Okay.
It's like I'm shooting 100% right now. That's what I'm gonna say.
You're playing a dangerous game. I don't know how many times like I said. Because here's the deal. There's so many people I know who got pregnant by doing the pull out method.
This is they ain't pull out?
No, they did.
I bet you a lot of them niggas ain't pull out fast enough. That's probably what it was.
Pull out. You
got to know when to hold them and when to fold them.
Pulled out.
You got to know when to hold them. When that shit start fizzing, get the hell out of there.
Not fizzing.
Evacuate.
Stop.
Evacuate the premise. Don't get greedy.
You say start fizzing.
When that shit start tingling and fizzing, bro, you got about two strokes.
Like, you should see, like, when.
Maybe one.
But you know when you lost in the sauce sometimes.
Nah. I ain't never got that lost in the sauce. I'd be like,
then you ain't.
I've had some buzzer beaters.
I'm getting the fuck out of there.
I've had some buzzer beaters. Like, because you know, like, sometimes, like, As soon as
he pulled out just in time.
Okay.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Almost said DJ. Yeah.
Bing Bros.
Oh wow. Okay.
So it's like when you look, when you pull out, you either better first see it doing what it's supposed to be doing, or you better feel what's supposed to be happening.
So you got luck.
You gotta know your body, bro.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You gotta
that's
know
what I'm
your
basically
body.
Trying to say.
But you don't know if he.
Bro, you've nutted enough times. You know when you that shit then came.
I'm a Christian, out. Okay? I don't believe in any of that.
Man, nigga,
trying to get his ass out.
Anyway,
back on the wall.
You,
get
you,
out of
when
there.
You, when you know your body well enough, you know when. What it feel like when shit about to
I get what you're saying.
So
I used to believe
say,
it. I used to believe
that's
it.
That's when you got to know when to hold and when to fold. And when that shit start fizzing too much.
Or even if you think like.
That's what I'm saying. You better be safe than sorry and just pull out early. I did it. And then ain't nothing come out. I'm like, fuck. Back in the bitch. And then like 5 minutes later.
Wait,
it's the fact that he can always do it again. Anytime you ask him to do it, he can mimic it
okay,
right again.
I reload it.
Like,
exactly. put another in the chamber. We're back in there, boys. We're back in the trenches.
I'm sick of your shit.
But that's just real though. But like, if you don't know how to use that method, I don't advise it because niggas be in. Shorty's pregnant out here.
It's a dangerous game.
It's Russian roulette almost a little
that's
bit.
That's what I said.
But if you know what you're doing, it works. I'll say that. It works if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you're playing with fire.
For those listeners listening, don't always use the pull-out method. Yes,
safe sex is the best sex.
Yes. Or no sex.
I'm not rolling.
You can easily point out to people probably who ain't having sex.
Yes, I agree. That is a good topic.
And the niggas be stressed.
That is a good topic.
Wait, what topic are we talking about? Hold up.
People who don't be having sex. Like, can you tell?
Sometimes. I know when girls don't be having sex.
Oh, girls are the most obvious. No. I'm like, you know what? You need some
is dick. That why you batting so fucking bitchy?
It's crazy because it's just like, a lot of times you hear that conversation like, with like people at work. I don't know if it's me or
no,
I've heard
right.
that. Like you be right. like, I be minding my business, and all of a sudden I hear somebody was just like, such and such needs some sex. And I was just like, wait, what?
No, it's so true.
That shit is real, bro.
I have a close friend of mine who I'm like, you just need to fuck, and they're like, sex ain't everything, and I'm like. You haven't had it.
Yeah, but it ain't everything until you ain't had it.
You ain't had post-nut clarity.
Thank
exactly. You.
You
all.
Yo, I love that you said that.
That's a real thing, too.
Post-nut clarity
shout
is
out
the
to,
best shit ever, bro.
To
what?
My boy Brian.
Nah, that shit is real. Post-nut clarity
is real.
Because when you got to think, man, when your shit all bricked up and ready to ready to super soak.
Yep.
You can't think straight, man. Yeah. The only thing you got on your mind is getting this shit off.
Getting it out.
And once you finally got it off, you can think clearly and you like, damn, I should
have
did that shit.
Nah, because I have a friend.
Damn, why am I fucking with this girl?
I have a friend.
You look at the man, you be like, this nigga nasty as hell.
Yeah, you look at yourself like, bro, I really did that shit like 10 minutes ago?
Or you look at yourself like Bobby Schmurder.
This is me.
Oh, yeah. You either patting yourself on the back or you regretting some shit like.
Well, that's it,
boy. It's one or the other.
Man, you got to act like you don't be giving yourself a pep talk to me like, you did that shit,
man. The best is when Shorty just laying there. That's when you like run.
Dead body?
Oh my God. Not dead body.
Dead body.
Rocking the baby on her ass.
Put the chocolate around her. She in like an awkward position. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Or she end up sleeping afterwards?
Yeah. Just go ahead and throw the clean up then. Throw the cup.
Oh.
Gotta clean up first.
Hey, don't tell me that that post nut breakfast though.
Let's chat about it.
That post nut breakfast.
If it's breakfast tacos, then I'm talking.
You hungry?
You won me over.
Those are my two favorite words. You hungry?
Como se dice?
Am I hungry? I just did a whole cardio workout. You fucking right, I'm hungry.
Are you hungry?
You just be letting. Do you get the smell? Yeah, the whiff of the kitchen. You be like,
that bacon started. What? Like,
yo, it's good up.
And you go check it out.
Hey, you be there rubbing your stomach and shit. Hey, you
know, let me put my shorts back on. What she doing?
Yo.
Damn,
baby, them cheeses looking at all.
You ain't there on your phone. You be like, let me go see what she doing. Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy you say about bacon because my stepdad just said that. He was like, yo, what gets you out of bed the fastest? If you smell bacon, are you getting up? I was like, Yeah.
Damn.
Of course you gotta get it. Ain't that shit real?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bacon. You ain't go. You ain't gonna lay in bed.
Got
bacon
in the black community.
It's hard.
We gotta ask a white person this question.
What?
We get somebody out of bed. They ain't gonna say bacon.
Don't say mayo.
They probably say
somebody open a fresh
not mayo.
And whites.
Damn. A protein shake.
Guac.
Wait a second. I love guac. I love guac.
Offended. Relax.
Hey, listen.
We leave guac out of this.
Listen, you get, if you put red onions in it, it's great.
Well, no, I can do red onions. I'm gonna
say don't
guac.
Do that.
I don't like red onions though, but in guac.
I hated guac until I went to Mexico.
Oh, look at you.
Five.
Wow.
Five.
Huh?
What changed for you?
They made it fresh, right?
Hey, James, you talking shit.
I don't know what.
James made guac one time. You weren't fucking with his guac.
I don't think I didn't eat it. That's why.
I didn't eat it
because I didn't want to waste. I didn't want to be rude.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
I like to respect, like, especially James. Like, James can really throw down. I live with James for a little bit. He's the cook. Like, I know what he's capable
of. Yeah.
But I wasn't
he said
like
he a baker.
He used to bake. That was his main
yo,
thing.
Yo, he did everything. When I was
I know he could cook. I'm saying, but like,
because I almost ate it. I almost ate it because I hate tomatoes, as everybody know. And he fried the hell out of a tomato one time, boy. That motherfucker.
Hey, listen.
No tomatoes.
Oh wait, hey, James, like boy. My other Filipino counterpart.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
that's
man.
Gang, man. That's gang. So,
yeah,
but
cool.
So don't ever try to make me shit on my guy. Relax.
Ooh, whoa.
But
wow.
I'm just saying, I like. But yeah, he put me right under with James and shit. Like, don't do that.
I did.
But I know. That's why I doubled down and told you.
But
did.
Tell me about Mexico. So that's what I'm concerned.
Oh, Mexico was fire, bro.
Yeah.
Mexico was nice, man. Yeah, weather was perfect. Not a swim out though.
What?
hey, we'll talk about that all.
You got pictures?
Yeah, we need
of course. I got everything.
The fact that what?
Wow. Yeah, bro. What? We 47 minutes.
We'll
here. I can
later.
Talk y'all
we'll
about.
Chat,
about
we'll
we can talk about it over there brunch. That's okay. A brunch conversation. Y'all heard?
Hey, can we do a brunch podcast? Oh wait, I'm writing myself back. By the way,
hell yeah.
Let's do.
I mean, we
could
do something. We could listen.
Do something.
I'm never opposed to anything.
Or you know what? I'll do it. Never mind, Adrian. Dang, so hateful. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Don't do that. If
I want a brunch podcast, I need something at the brunch podcast.
I'm not mad at it. Like what? French toast?
Nah. Chicken thighs.
Tenderonis?
Thighs.
I wanted him to say it.
Chicken-roni?
I tried to set you up.
I said tenderoni.
Tenderoni?
I tried to set you up.
Yeah. That nigga said, I need a little
bit. He wasn't going to do it, so I had to you know, ante it up a little
bit.
Get him. I hate us. I hate our
age.
It's crazy.
Stop. The youngins don't know that. They don't
know
that shit.
Well,
we'll see it on TikTok eventually.
I'll play it right now. I'm going to play it right now.
That might be the intro.
That's a sick intro.
Outro.
Don't play with me.
You got to play the remix,
and outro.
With Busta.
Yeah.
Was Busta on the remix?
Yeah,
y'all want that as the outro? I'll make it the outro.
Hey, do it in and out.
What?
Wait. Whoa.
Don't say it like that.
Do it in
never
and
mind.
Out. That's how she likes it, Marcus.
Okay.
Hey, listen, right. That's how
what we got. What we got?
Okay, like, so this
I'm fucking with this episode.
Hey, this episode hard. I ain't gonna hold you, boy. Like, this is just jive tough. But listen here.
Right. Yeah.
Jive dope.
We at 49 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's plenty more topics about the shits. But there's also the Oscars.
Oh,
y'all want to? We ain't got to talk about Oscars because the whole world is. But if y'all want to, eventually we're gonna have to tap into it before we get too far.
Let's tap into that and let's come back to that.
I like it
because
I get along.
I feel like we still got some shit to still talk about.
Talk about it. Would you be willing to sit up?
Okay, let's do it.
Sit up.
All right, so here's the thing. I got you. All right, fellas. I'm gonna run this pod. Watch this. I'm gonna run the table.
Please,
just fuck
yes.
with me a little bit. Here
talk
you go.
Yeah.
All right. So look here. So. Say it's you, right? And you got some homegirls, right? Or you at least got a homegirl. And you got some homies. You know how the vibes go. Homie might be feeling a girl, vice versa or whatnot. Are y'all willing to set up your homie with one of your homegirls? Like, are y'all legitimately willing to make matchmaker? And this is your friend, though. This ain't a girl you just know, like, y'all casuals, like, you know, co-workers. Like, y'all cool. Not saying best friends, but basically, if something go left, you gonna hear about it. Y'all willing to throw the oop, or y'all want to keep that separate?
I've made the bounce pass before. I won't gonna say it was the oop, but I've made that pass before. And it's worked.
It did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, I would.
So a few months ago, if you would have asked me this question, I would say yes, I would. But nowadays, it's a no for me. And I would never again.
Say one more time.
Never. Only because my biggest thing is I believe, again, you only, I hate to say this, but it's so generic. You only live cliche. Once. Cliche, generic. But you only live once. But also, like, after a while, it's just like, whose time are you wasting? Are you wasting my time? Are you wasting your time? Are you wasting everyone's time? And once I start realizing you waste people's time, I'm just like, yo, I'm good.
Makes sense. I hear that.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't really got many female friends, but
I knew you were going to go there.
Women,
female, whatever.
Just Javon.
Just give up. That's who?
Jay-Z.
They know who it is.
Wait, is there something behind this? You have an issue with him saying
girls
female?
Be on Twitter and shit talking about there is stupid ass shit.
Me personally, I don't like the female thing, but I'd rather say women. That's just
female women.
This is something like, only it happens like every few.
Okay. Episodes. Yeah, okay. But
every
okay.
few episodes, we'll have a topic about something like this and this.
Okay.
Anywho,
it's RCP stuff.
I would do it if I felt like the attraction was mutual enough. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew, like, okay, she's feeling him and vice versa, then, like, why not try to hook that shit up? But at the same time, I ain't going to be doing that shit all the time. You know what I mean?
But what if you thought it was going to go that way and then it didn't?
I just wouldn't look out for that. I'd probably look out for somebody else. I just wouldn't look out for that person.
Would you back out of it or just... In other words... Would you?
Whatever the fuck that was.
Sorry about that.
Go Braves.
Let me get my radio voice on. Would you be like, yo, this is what it is. I'm backing out slowly. Or would you just be like, you know what? As a friend, I feel like y'all don't really.
So I would just let them handle it. Like once I get the initial matchmaker shit, it's up to them at that point.
Okay.
Like if one of them comes to me for some type of advice or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll try to, you know,
okay,
help in that way. But I'm not here. Once I do the initial, hey, y'all, so-and-so likes you and vice versa, y'all, it's up to y'all to plan dates and all that shit and whatever.
No, I get all that. That's the point. Yeah, exactly. You can't control people's lives. Exactly. I'm just like, there comes a point, though, where I'm like, yo, I hooked you up with something good.
I feel like I would have to know, like, both people, like, well enough know, like, because if I'm not going to be like, oh, you should maybe talk to, like, I need to know both people well enough if I'm going to play matchmaker or if link them up or whatever the case is, but that's it.
Hmm. I ain't really a big matchmaker person, like, just to be honest, like, it's not really my MO, you know, not with somebody I know because I'm like, come on, I don't want to hear it. That's the real reason of why I don't like to do it is
like
because
that.
I don't want my business mixed in with that and I don't want your business mixed in. Keep it out. Mm. If I have to, or if it mutually happens, then it is what it is. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it if the homie asked me, because all my homies is gang. Mm-hmm. I treat the homie like family. That's how I've always rock. That's how I always give it up. For me, for the most part, when I'm thinking of putting anything on for the friend, I'm thinking of trying to figure out a way to level them up. Mm-hmm. I ain't thinking about nothing with no women. My goal is, if I'm doing something, I want to bring your hand up with me so I can shake your hand at the top. I'm not thinking about putting you at, I'm not trying to play Cupid. That ain't really been my thing. But if it is, like, if it has happened, then I'm going to set it up. I'm going to hit the pick. You know, I'm going to pick and pop. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you roll. You heard? That's a bar.
I'm going to get my
anyways.
Seat.
That was good.
You know what I'm saying? I had to get myself my own flower. Go ahead.
Just put, for me, I'm putting chips on the table and y'all play the game. That's on y'all. Like,
I'm going to deal the cards and y'all play y'all hands.
Yeah, I'm going to deal the cards and y'all play your hands.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's really all you can. Honestly, that's all you can really do at that point because you can influence a little bit, but at the same time, the person gonna either like the person once they really get to know them, they're not gonna.
But you gotta think too, like me being older and more mature and wiser. Like I'm not playing. I hate playing middleman.
Yeah.
For anything.
Don't judge my court.
So when it's,
it is, but it works.
So when it's time to like,
that's all that matters. Shit so turns green.
When they want me to play middleman, I'm good on that. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
you want to know that. Something, or you want to ask something, or talk to somebody, go to them directly. Don't come to me.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay. So, With that being said, how long, y'all tell me, how long does it take before you post your significant other or at least a girl you rocking with on the socials? Is there a timeline or anything? Like, when do you feel it's appropriate to, you know, take the emoji off the face?
Marcus. Since you were the one in the
I say there is a timeline. Like, I'm gonna keep a stack, as everyone says.
Keep it a stack.
Shoulder.
I nigga said, you say keep it a stack or keep it a stack?
I don't know.
Don't ask me to say it again.
Exactly. Listen, it sounded cool the first time. So sort of. But what I will say is this. I feel like there is a time frame. It's just like anything. Like, you don't want to announce stuff because let me tell you what. In my current relationship, I was like, I'm going to hold off as much as possible before I put it on Facebook. And first of all, let's just talk about, why is it a big deal for social media to know everything? Like, who cares?
That's what social
media don't even talk to these people.
Has created, bro.
You know, I feel
like.
Don't
even like my posts.
Right. Exactly. Nobody thought I was funny today when I said, hey, you're invading my personal space at the gym. You know, I thought it was funny. But anyway, the point is
I thought it was funny.
All that is just because people, like, I feel like people put so much emphasis. I'm about to go on a tangent. People put on so much of an emphasis on, like, ooh, well, you didn't say you were with somebody, so y'all ain't obviously happy. I'm like, bro, maybe we are happy, and like, maybe you don't need to know my business. All that to say, I finally posted me and my girlfriend dating a year later, and so just because it was purposeful. And for y'all who want to hate on that, you can talk to me in private.
It was anniversary post.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna put it now. Let's just see. I wanted to test the theory, and the theory was correct. Yeah, and literally everyone's like, who is she? What? I'm disappointed. I'm like, disappointed?
You disappointed?
Yes, ooh, bro.
Other girls?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, disappointed? Number one, if you felt some kind of way, why don't you talk about this 5 years ago? Number two, here we are now, and I'm actually happy. Maybe you should be happy because I'm disappointed you didn't speak up 5 years ago. How about that? So it's just like, people, I just feel like, yo, people can never be happy for you, one, or two, if they are happy for you, as fake.
Nah, they were just hoping that you would.
What?
Because no, I'm saying that. The people that were mad that you got with somebody but then never acted on it.
Exactly.
Like, yo, like, you can't be mad now. You had all the time in the world.
So,
like,
going back to my point, you didn't want me to happy.
You know what it is? Because
girls want what they can have.
Girls are weird.
Girls want girls?
No, the thing is, girls are, when you got another girl around you, you become more attractive to women.
Staring at your dress.
Especially if the woman that is on your arm is attractive as hell, too. It makes you look even more attractive. Like, it's just girls, I don't know. They're just, that's just how they are.
Or maybe, well, just.
Because they always got stale. Oh, my bad.
No. I was just going to say, maybe we'll just say the human condition is to have something that you don't want or you can't have.
True, but I think as a dude, it doesn't matter as much to us as much. Like, we see a girl with another dude,
it's
like.
It's a competition.
It's more of a competition thing, but we don't really care. Like, it doesn't make the girl more attractive, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You being hell like, no. If anything, it's like, damn, what the fuck?
Right.
Fuck her. Where if a girl, like, you with a girl that might not have paid you much mind, see you with an attractive girl now, she going to be like.
She's going to have something to say.
It's going
to
make you look better because it's a pre-selection thing. Like, girls. If they see you with a lot of girls, they might say, I don't want a dude that got a lot of girls or get a lot of girls, but
yo,
that's like, what makes them you stand out.
Like,
you get a lot of girls.
I flat out had somebody say to me, like, oh, I guess a better girl won. And I was like, what? What does that even mean? Like, congrats.
at the end of the day, when it comes to this shit, is all competition.
It's just, but my thing is, like, listen, speak up, as my mama would say,
a closed mouth don't get fed.
How do you know?
Look, I'm at the age to where, like, if it didn't work between us, then it probably wasn't meant to work between us. And if you with somebody right now, well, I'm going to hate on that. I'm going to double tack. I'm going to like it. I'm going to be happy for you. If you're happy, I'm happy. I got to hate on? What I got to be mad for?
And how much energy are you posting into or putting into something like that? Sorry, I feel like this is. So to your question, I feel like there's a certain time frame, and that time frame varies on the person you are and the type of relationships you had. And some people may see that as, oh, you're hiding your relationship. No, maybe I just don't want you to know. It's not hiding. Maybe
I don't want you in my business.
I don't want you in my business. Exactly.
Why would I post some shit? We might not even be like together on that for level. Real. You gotta like, say we not even be on that level yet.
Different levels.
So then like, I might post the shit, and then a month later we not even talking.
Right. Now you look crazy.
Right.
For me, I'm going to the you get put on the story first.
Yeah, I agree with that. A story
either Snapchat, Instagram story, you get put on the story first, and then when it's for real,
then you get
you
a
get
post.
On Instagram post, and if it's serious. That's when you make my Twitter.
And it, what's crazy is me and
Twitter, I don't care about that.
Me and Javon talked about this one time. The craziest part about it is the amount of likes you get, and I'm like, how much of these likes are real likes? And the amount of like messages all of a
bro,
sudden.
Bro, that is the fake facts, bro.
Bro, like, all of a sudden, wow, hope you're happy. Like
bro,
shit.
I remember when I was when I was in a relationship, I would post a picture of myself sometimes and it would get a good amount of likes. But now I post a picture of me and her. Or like just her, she would get all the damn likes. I'm like, damn,
wow.
That's not even her page.
You look happy.
I'm glad y'all liking it. I mean, she looks great.
Right.
But damn, it's crazy.
What about me, baby?
Yeah. Right. And for me, I don't post like if I ain't dealing with a chick like on that serious level. Like, I'm not posting you.
Exactly.
Just, I don't. And if I am posting, because sometimes it can get misconstrued because. You might post like you might be with a family member, like a relative who's super close to you that's a woman and attractive, or a friend who you're really close to that's attractive, and then people get,
yep,
like oh what's this, and it's just like, dog,
yo, that
this
happened
is
with
my cousin.
That happened with my younger sister. Somebody was like, oh man, yo, chilling out with those thotties. I was like, you mean my sister?
Like question mark?
Right, like damn, bro. And it's not necessarily their fault. You don't know, like they don't know me well enough, but you also should be mindful of what you're saying, I feel like.
But sometimes it's like I'm gonna post either a family member or a friend that's close. And then they hop in the DMs. And now I got you. You're my DM now.
You got you. You triggered my trap card.
Gotcha.
No, I know what you mean. Like, cause
gotcha,
nah, man. That's the thing.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about how he was digging his head into the closet. Was head butting the shit.
Was I doing that?
He was like, dude, I gotcha.
But that goes back to the point. If you posting another girl, it's gonna make them be like curious. Like,
yeah.
So he talking to somebody else now, or like, what are you doing now? Like, oh, her. It's gonna make them ask questions.
My thing is that if you had to ask questions, you should have figured it out a long time ago.
Real shit.
We should have asked them when you wanted to ask them.
Exactly
bro.
Anytime you ever want to know anything about me, just ask me directly.
My PP was there's here some, this whole time.
Maybe. It was here for you.
Wanted to play. Oh, now all of a sudden you like chicks? Well, guess what? I found a chick and now you're upset.
Bro, that should be so
I'm
weird.
Thinking about somebody in particular. Let me shut my mouth.
This is personal.
Now, I had a girl for real. She was like, oh, yeah, like, she liked a chick. Then me and her had a thing. Then she went to a chick. Then she started going back to me. Then she went back to a chick. So I was just like, all right, well, fuck you, too. And now she's like, oh, wow, you look cute. I'm like, yeah, what about your old chick? What about your chick 3 years ago? Oh, okay.
Nah,
oh, she's not buying you flowers.
Huh? Like, bitch, you see these Yeezys?
Right.
Not the Yeezys. Yeezy 700s.
Right. She didn't value you enough back then, bro.
Yeah, so my thing is, you know what? Value your new life. Doing nothing. Liking my Instagram stories as soon as they post. But anyway.
Spicy.
Those were shots that you just heard, by the way. Sorry.
Spicy.
All gunshots.
I heard a little sizzle back there.
They say you heard sizzle.
Hello?
Why
I got to jump in. She can have anything.
I heard she was going crazy on that No Love remix
video.
Who?
Sizzle.
I ain't watching yet. Because I heard Cardi B messed up the remix.
All I
got to
say
like
them thighs.
I'm a fan.
I didn't watch anything but her version. Like, she posted on Instagram. It was the behind the scenes footage and all that stuff. Boy, I was outside. I don't never really get on Instagram. But when I do, SZA just always happens to be there.
Listen.
And I'm very thankful for
and
that.
And she's great.
Man, hit her up one time, man.
I will.
Amazing.
Her is.
I had that with that Purple Heart. I'm ready for war. But go ahead, Marcus.
No.
I'm wilding.
All I was going to say was I feel like I know 3 out of 4 people at this table right here would agree. What's the song for the summer?
Oh.
Including her.
Oh, Intimidated.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Intimidated.
Yeah.
Kejanada?
Yes. Such a great song.
Wait.
Such a great song.
I don't know if it's for the summer yet.
Yeah, I would say it's a little early, but I'm not mad at that nomination. It's definitely up
there. It's close.
What nomination?
That song hard.
No, I'm saying that. That song is.
Oh, I mean.
Because we haven't got there yet. Yeah. The warm weather.
I'm not mad at that being a nominated song.
I think because the day that we heard it, it was a warm day.
It was
a warm
sunny
day. So that's why I was like, in my mind.
We about to go to brunch.
Because it came out in December.
I forgot about that.
But it's going to be just like how Essence worked. Remember that?
Essence took a, that was a slow burn.
But when it burned.
It burned.
That shit still might go crazy.
Oh, yeah, it still goes crazy. It still goes crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care to hear it all the
time. I heard it's supposed to be nice this weekend, though.
Are you
kinky?
Would you say that you are kinky?
The eyebrow.
Joe's sick, bruh.
Look, I might be outside this weekend.
I ain't know what's supposed to be warm this weekend.
That's what cold. I heard. It's been cold.
Listen, I get paid.
If I have to, then I can. I just was outside this last weekend.
It's going to be 68 Friday, 66 Sunday, 58 Saturday.
I'll be staying home.
50, it ain't bad. But
50 what? Adrian like 50 what?
58 on Saturday.
68 is not bad.
No, 68 straight.
Not at all.
Anyway.
What was the next topic?
Anywho. No, you good. That's good conversation. So, I kind of forgot how this question is actually supposed to be, like, worded. But it was, like, separating your kind of life from, like, Facebook and Instagram. Mm.
Yes.
Like, how are you a different person? Like, are you the family man on Facebook and then Instagram we popping bottles? Like,
Facebook, honestly, like you said, like, that's mainly, like, my family and shit up there. I really don't be up there too often. Same. I don't really say much up there. I kind of usually go on the app just to clear my damn notifications off.
I haven't logged on Facebook in months.
Yeah, like, I just hop up there, see what's going on.
2012.
Let me see what I post it here and there, but, like, I don't take Facebook seriously at all. Like, Facebook for me is just, I don't know, it's family shit. But
I just go up there and say, hey, family, here I am.
Yeah,
I'll see y'all later.
The one I probably use the most out of all of them, like, as far as, like, the one I'm on the most, the one I interact in the most.
So, So here's a caveat to that. Ooh. DuPont
caveat,
Marcus.
Caveat.
Sorry.
That's the first time.
Sorry. Edit that out. So my question to that same point is, do you feel everyone needs to know? Does everyone need to know your business on social media? And do you ever wonder if we're too connected in that aspect? So think about it. We have Twitter. We have Instagram. There's what else is there?
Facebook.
There's
TikTok.
Snapchat.
TikTok.
There's TikTok. There used to be Vine. That's how you know I'm getting old.
Shout out to Vine.
God bless. But you know what I mean? Like, you're too. There's too many outlets that know too much about you now.
I feel like everything just moves so fast now. Compared to, like, when we were kids, like, we were younger, like, even, like, the world don't even feel, like, separated the way it used to, like, before, like, even music-wise, like, now, music sounds a lot of, like, depending on, no matter where it comes from, it could come from the West Coast, it can come from down south, it can come from New York, everything kind of sounds like a blend of everything, where, like, growing up, West Coast had a certain sound, Texas had their own sound, Atlanta had their own sound, New York had their own sound. We had our own sound in Virginia, like, with the Neptunes and shit like that. So it's like, but just getting off of social, I mean, getting back to social media, like, it is, like, I think we are a little too connected sometimes. I think everybody's just trying to figure out what the fuck they just trying to show off a lot. Everybody trying to do shit for clout. Some people just want attention.
I think people try to live a life that they don't actually live on social media.
That too.
And they want to be presented and be seen in a different light than what they actually are in real life. And if that's your persona, woman, do your numbers. Like, you know, it is what it is. I, as y'all are well aware, well, maybe not as much with Marcus, but I'm not a big social media person. I think y'all have learned that very quickly. I jump in there to get information, and I jump out. I'm kind of in and out of social media and whatnot. But I agree. I think it makes news different as well.
Hell yeah.
You used to not be able to hear these things in real life moments. Now everything, as soon as it happens,
it's
instant. And I think it shortened a lot of people's attention span.
And it's worse now with the live streaming and shit. Like, literally somebody could just, boom, start a live streaming some shit, like, literally on the spot.
I seen on Twitter, live streaming, two guys on live stream together. One dude sitting outside of his crib or just chilling outside of his crib. The other dude's in the car doing a drive-by on him.
I seen that shit. And the dude missed him. He was like, nigga missed me. And
what
just
is,
walked back
what is, going, what is going on?
Just like the little kid that got killed. That or they been... killed her cousin and then she killed herself.
What?
It was on live stream. It was like 2 days ago.
Oh, I didn't see that. I don't need to see that.
Like, they were playing with a gun. And she had it like this by his head or whatever. And all of a sudden, I guess the shit went off. And he dropped. She panicked. She dropped the gun. And was like, and then I guess she just panicked. She picked the gun up and shot herself, bro.
What? Nah. Don't tell me that.
Thoughts and prayers and condolences to the two kids in St. Louis that lost their lives. 14 to, and 12. You know, gun violence. Misuse.
Damn. I'm about to say, yeah, misuse. That shit was. I watched this shit. I was like.
But you're right. Number one, God bless them. And number two. Like that, but yeah, that goes back to I guess maybe my whole point is just everything, and it's just
everything don't need to be filmed.
So, yeah, and it makes it so desensitized nowadays because like it always reminds me of this. May he rest in peace. But like, for instance, XXX, like for people to be like, oh damn, he got shot. Let me film him as he's dying. Like that is fucking wild to me. And how are we okay with
like,
that?
Why is the first thing you doing picking your phone up and filming some
crazy or like, thing is everybody has a phone and everybody has
internet.
A recorder.
It's connected. And it's not, it's a good and a bad thing. It's a gift and a curse.
It's definitely a good thing because like you said, being connected has made life a lot easier as far as just doing everyday shit like buying groceries, buying clothes. Being a consumer, it has made shit easier for us or whatever. But just in general, like you said, I feel like it desensitizes us a lot. I feel like it's made us a little big-headed at times because we see how much attention or like the likes and shit we get from social media and stuff like that. It feeds our ego and whatever. Like I'm gonna be honest, it feeds mine sometimes. Like even though I don't post that often, but it do feel good when you're getting a bunch of likes and shit.
Yeah, you're getting that instant gratification. It's nice sometimes.
And that's what that's like one of my biggest worries is like everyone expects this instant gratification that now they can't handle with life outside of. And now it's like it's developed into, oh, well, I have anxiety and blah, blah. It's like, no, you just honestly anticipate people to respond to you. And when they don't, you don't know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. That's just culture and with life now in general. Like everything's so PC now. Like shit that, bro, think about when we were growing up as kids, like, in the 90s, you used to get away with hella shit compared to now. Like, you can't get away with nothing now. Like, you say any little thing, you getting canceled.
Yep.
Not saying some of shit ain't warranted, but it's like some stuff is just like, this shit ain't that fucking serious, bro. Like, we done heard way worse shit and that wasn't censored growing up. Like, it was just like TV shows or like talk shows that was out. Shit, Jerry Springer was wild as fuck.
I even go back to, we've had this conversation, I think maybe on mic once, or we've had it off mic a couple times. We're talking about songs that wouldn't fly today.
Songs, for movies, sure. Movies. Think about it.
Yo, movie, that's crazy.
Think about White Chicks right now.
Yep. People would be so offended.
It's a classic.
Yep.
But think about if it came out now. Think about Austin Powers.
The Office, if you watch
The Office.
I think you might still get that off.
No.
See, I ain't big into it, so
I've never watched it.
I watched it.
I knew it by everybody's response. Everybody was like,
I figured it was okay because everybody's telling me, like, I guess Abbott Elementary, I think that's the right way, so excuse me if I said it wrong. It's kind of like in the same parallel, maybe like in the same universe.
But there's a particular episode on The Office called Gay Witch Hunt, and they all have to wear a different religion and or race on their forehead, but they don't know what it is. And the person has to act it out.
See, that's funny, though.
It's
act
funny.
It out?
Oh, no, that ain't but funny. Nowadays,
they have to act it out or they have to guess by the end of the day.
Yeah, so, like, you have Jamaica on your head. I have something else. And I'm acting out.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? Like, now when you actually think about it, back in the day, it was funny because it was just like, oh, but now people are like, yo.
I thought you really think that's how we act. I didn't know people was acting the shit out.
Yeah,
okay.
So, and then, like, they finally are like, ooh, one of the people in this office is gay. Which one is it? And people are pointing fingers. And you're like, yo, number one, you're assuming about people. And number two, the person who is, now you're like, well, here he is. Respect him or else.
Like, yo, that's rude as hell.
But it was funny at the time.
I believe it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. But social media, and I feel like it's a gift and a curse, to your point, to your question. And then I also feel like people... I'm going to go on a limb and say it. I feel like people are too sensitive nowadays.
They are. They are.
Everything's so offensive. To the point where I'm like, yo, even to a close friend of mine, I can't even say what I want to say. Because they're like, he even said to me, he's like, well, I don't want to offend you. I was like, see, that's what I'm like, that's scary. Like now,
but can you know be the honest certain, you know people. The certain people. You know the people who you can say anything to. You might throw a little disclaimer at first. But you know, whatever come out your mouth, they ain't going
to
judge you.
That's the, hey, they don't judge me, but, mm-hmm. Hey, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be 100% transparent. Boom.
Or even if the shit do kind of bother you a little bit, it ain't you know it's not coming from a malicious standpoint. Yeah. It's just like, it might not have been something you wanted to hear, but it's like, you will take it with a different type of, you know.
Yeah.
Man, this might sound wild. Yeah. But hear me out.
If you respect that person, you know like that they doing it to like benefit you. In the long run, you're going to take what they got to say and, you know, use it to your advantage.
I feel that. I like it. Like, sometimes good people just live in the moment. Enjoy the moment.
Exactly.
It's nice to actually live in a moment. And the thing is, you don't have to record everything because the person right next to you is recording it and you'll be able to see it again. Exactly. That's the next thing. So it doesn't have to come to your phone for you to be able to save or screen record or do anything you want to relive the memory. Remember that. Everything else is on VOD. You be all right. I feel like you wanted to say something, Major?
Yeah, I was going to say, as of recent, though, like, me personally, I don't like, it's times where, like, the other day, yesterday, I went to my parents' crib. I left my phone was, like, on 8%. Left my phone at home, went to my parents' crib for, like, an hour or two, just chilling. I don't need my phone with me. If it's really that big of an emergency, somebody will somehow get a hold of me. So, like, I feel like sometimes, like, you don't always need to have your phone on you. I don't always need to be on my phone. If I'm living in the moment, I'm not pulling my phone out and recording. I'm actually just in the moment. So that's just how I feel about that.
I feel it, G. That's how I be at work. That's why I don't be responding to nothing. Or by the time like I'll see something, I'll be like, eh, it's too late for me to respond to it. It don't make no sense now. Mm. Let me play catch up. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I like that detach.
Yeah.
I like to detach. Sometimes. That's what's nice. Like, I'm in my own world, I'm in my own mind. I don't need to know what's going on in the world. Like, it's cool. The world will always be there. Let me live these whatever hours on my own time. I'll check in on break time. If I want to do that. But I love everybody. We had an hour and 17 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this good episode up, unless y'all wanted to keep going.
We can let's just touch on the Oscar shit real quick.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Dun, okay. Dun, dun.
Let's just get everybody's opinions, talk about what happened.
That'll be the end.
It's not a sports, man. If y'all already this far deep in, y'all might as well finish the episode.
Thanks for listening. Man, thanks for having me.
It's got to do with me.
Oh, my bad, G.
I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about me editing this up. That's all I'm talking about. Don't mind me. Even long episodes be left, right, uppercut. But it's all good. I'll knock it out Thursday, so it's all good. Okay, Oscar time. I didn't know nothing about it. I was at an event. The event got shut down. I was blown. I had no idea about anything that was going on. So anybody want to lead this, or y'all want me to just kind of throw spitball at the wall?
So I didn't watch the shit live, but I seen it on Twitter. So from my knowledge, Chris, you know, Rod, he's hosting the show and everything. You're doing the
community. Just a presenter.
Oh, I thought he was hosting. Oh, he's just a presenter.
He was a presenter at that
so
time.
So he was presenting, I guess, I don't know which Who's Award or whatever. I don't even know who.
I want to say it might have been Will's award.
I feel like it might have been Will, too, because Will was front and center.
I don't think it was his time to win the award.
But yeah, yeah, I heard he won later.
that's the best actors towards the end.
Oh, so, yes. Okay.
Regardless, he was up there presenting an award, right. And he was doing his, you know, the comedian shit. He joking people, making little jokes and shit, whatever. So then he gets to Will Smith and Jada, and I remember he said something about, like, I love you, Jada, and he was like, G.I. Jane 2.0, can't wait to see it or some shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, when I first heard this shit, I ain't even think none of it. I'm just thinking like, oh, okay, like, but I saw her face, but I seen Will at first, he clapping, laughing and shit. Then I seen her face and she went like, and I could tell, I'm like, oh,
She rolled her eyes.
She rolled her eyes. I'm like, oh, I seen that from the jump. I'm like, oh, she ain't like that joke. Then all of a sudden I seen Will, like, what, 5 seconds later, get up and he walking up and you could tell Chris won't even thinking nothing of it. He probably think like, this is a joke.
Before we get to the slap, though, you know, before we get to what everybody want to talk about, we do got to talk about 2016, though.
Let's talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
In 2016, when Will Smith boycotted the Oscars because they didn't want to award anything for the concussion movie, because pretty much they put that under the board because y'all know the NFL doesn't like to talk about concussions or CTE.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much didn't even want to allow that movie to come out. But it did pop out. It didn't get shown anything. Will Smith boycotted it, and of course his wife stood tall and was like, every black person should boycott the Oscars for 2016. Chris Rock hosted it and threw an array of jokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, ran it up the tab and even doubled down. Like I want to say at a show or something like on, in 2018. And then everybody knows he's making the G.I. Jane 2.0 joke. Everybody knows that Jada deals with alopecia or whatnot.
I didn't know that.
Everybody now, doesn't know that.
I'm going to say everybody doesn't know that.
Okay. Everybody in that room, like Chris Rock, knows that. And Chris Rock understands alopecia because he did the movie in 09, Good Hair, and interviewed women with alopecia.
But does he know that she was going through that, though?
Nobody knows. That's what I'm saying. We don't know if you knew that shit.
She's publicly said it, though. I will say that, though.
She said it very recently.
I'm about to say, just because she said puppy don't mean people knew.
I'm not, but I'm just, okay. I'm just putting it out there.
The only thing I'll say is this. I can't speak, nobody can speak for what anyone knows.
Exactly.
But what I will say is, it's the time of social media. People are, I didn't know about the slap till the next day. However, I did know that.
You were asleep?
I mean.
Probably.
Just asking.
What else do you want?
I'm just talking.
I ain't find out till like midnight.
I found out honestly the next day, and honestly, I thought it was a joke. I was like, "Wait,
I thought it was fake." I did too. That's why I didn't care until the next day.
Until this day, it still kind of looks a little. But she said it back in December, so it wasn't too long ago. And they screen jokes obviously before they air them, so someone knew some.
But I heard, knowing Chris, he probably said that shit off the cuff.
Nah, yeah, he, because
the
joke
was.
You can't
just say nothing on national TV, come on.
But the joke was kind of like, the first joke from what I remember watching, I forgot what he said. But he said something, first joke was aimed at Will. And then he kind of just shouted out and pointed out Jada Pinkett Smith.
He was like, I love you, Jada. And then he said.
So that's like letting you know he's about to insult
right.
you. He's letting you know it's on the way.
Furthermore, I also feel like Will Smith did laugh. Let's be real.
He laughed. He was laughing.
And everybody tried to say like, "Oh, it was a like, mad." Like, I'm like, "No, that nigga laughed."
I don't know if he caught the joke,
but
or not.
I think he laughed and played it off. But then,
I think he saw her reaction.
I think he saw her reaction, and given everything else that has happened publicly about their relationship, mm-hmm. now he's like, "Yo, how do I look if I don't do something?"
Lead up to the catwalk now.
So now he's walking up the catwalk. Chris was talking, and he sees him walking up, so he kind of starts.
He's like,
and you see he's smiling.
He's laughing.
His teeth are showing.
And I'm thinking, like, the whole time, I'm like, ain't Chris and Will, like, supposed to be, like, homies? Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking.
I heard it's been a rift since then. I ain't going to hold you.
Since what?
Since back then, yeah.
2016?
They've talked privately about the situations or whatnot. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
well.
I'm not saying they ain't homies. I'm just.
But either way, he probably not expecting that.
Hell yeah.
You could tell the nigga was like smiling and shit. And this is the Oscars, Academy Awards. This is the last thing probably on his mind that this nigga about to come in and slap the shit out of me. So, the nigga walked up. And I from what I heard from people, they say Will was kind of smiling a little bit when he walked up there.
He's smart.
So, in a way, Will kind of snuck him.
But I mean, I would have did it.
The way he did it, though, that shit was like, damn, nigga, like, he ain't sucker punch him, obviously, because he ain't punch him, but
he wanted to disrespect him. That's why he ain't punch him.
It was a disrespect.
Slap is disrespect.
Yeah.
Right. It's more disrespectful than punching somebody.
And the thing is, it was two things that I knew it wasn't staged, but I still have a theory, but I don't think it's.
Cussing.
You said what?
The cussing?
Yeah.
He's like, to keep your name out.
Yeah, so when he said that, you can kind of tell, like, he was like, you know how, like, you, like, how can I explain this? You know how, like, you, like, in emotions or something, or you going through something, and it's just like.
Enraged.
Yeah, you enraged. All you see is red, and you don't know what you're really saying until, like, afterwards. Like, you feel, like, uncomfortable, like, in a sense of what you're doing, in a sense. So. When he was saying keep my wife's name out your mouth, I can tell like, oh, this nigga ain't playing.
Yeah. And he doubled down on it.
Yeah, he doubled down on it. And then secondly,
you can tell that's when Chris Rock was like, okay, I won't. Like that's when it kinda hit him like, oh, this nigga's like
when he smacked
Chris Rock balled his fist up if you check the other
one.
He definitely did. He almost lunged but then held back.
But when he smacked him though, you can kinda like hear like cause Chris had a mic on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kinda hear like it ruffling like he wasn't supposed to get hit.
Nah. It wasn't on cue.
So, because you can hear, like, the ruffling of the smack and everything like that. So I'm like, oh, this shit is real.
And he was cussing. They were both. It was like right afterwards. That's why they say the uncensored version. Mm-hmm. He was cussing right afterwards too. So they had to pull all that.
He said, I mean, he said, what's called smack the shit out of me.
Yeah, he did say that.
So that lets you know that it wasn't. You don't say that live.
And then you could tell he was flustered because you remember instead of him saying Will Smith or something about the actor award, he said something about documentary. He was fumbling, mixing shit up. Because he probably was like had so much shit.
He living in it in real life.
And then you remember he looked to the side, like he probably looking at some producers or something, like,
you know, keep going.
And he probably
keep
was like, going. Bitch, I just got smacked in the face. I don't want to keep going.
I want to get off the stage.
Like, yo.
Hey, Chris Rock got a lot of willpower. No pun intended.
100%.
I mean that.
They get smacked on national TV. Look. In front of everybody. Like,
and he probably had some fam there, too.
His brother probably was there.
Who?
Tony Rock.
Tony Rock.
He said who?
Shit like that. So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I gotta give him props for just being able to keep his composure in that moment.
He did.
Yeah, and like I would never call him a bitch for that. You know what I mean?
A lot of people were trying to call him.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, nah, bro. And this is your profession. You know what I mean? You got paid for this. You can't act out.
Right. I think Will was wrong.
Yes. I don't feel like his.
Yes and no.
I feel like he was just walking up and smacking the nigga.
Yes and no.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that should have been a conversation to be had behind closed doors, but that also may have been a joke that could be had behind closed doors, and you said it out in public. So his thing was like, "Yo, you embarrassed my wife. I'm gonna embarrass you." I felt some kind of way about it only because Jamal kept messaging everyone about it. I'm like, bro, like, you just don't know how people act. Sometimes people act out crazy when they're in a particular way, and you know that yourself because you've done that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That don't make it right.
No, I'm not. That's why I said
I still think it's wrong.
That's why I said yes or no.
Yeah, I understand why he did it, but I don't think it was right.
Niggas get slapped every day, B. But nah. For real, you can't control how somebody reacts.
That don't mean it right, though.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking, was he wrong?
He won't wrong to me.
Okay.
If my wife is looking a certain way and you feel like that's the way to defend your wife, and if allegedly all that stuff we don't know about,
that don't mean you had to put hands on. That's all I'm saying. He could have said something.
So I'm gonna ask you this: you walking up and you slapping whoever making a joke about your wife?
After a period of time, because think about it, he's been the point of all jokes recently for a lot of shit. Well, you know, August fucked your wife. True, but then that's also why he's probably defensive about it.
Hey, man.
I'm not saying it's right. I think he should have handled it a certain way? And I'm not trying to talk for you. Sorry.
You're good, G. No worries.
But there comes a point where it's just like, after a period of time, you're like, yo, honestly, like, you're going to keep disrespecting me. And now the public knows that August fucked her and then blah, blah, blah. And now you want to make a comment about
that
her
shit
alopecia.
That shit had to do nothing with August.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's my thing, though. Will, I'm not mad at Will for defending his wife. Like. I'm not mad at him for defending his wife. But for him to go up there and put hands on Chris Rock, he was out of bounds.
Like I said, he could have defended him in so many different ways instead of putting hands on him.
That's what I said. That's what I'm behind.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't have to actually. He could have said something out loud. But, hey, yo, keep my wife. He could have said the same thing. Yo, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Like, da da da. Did the same thing. And Chris Rock was like, oh, shit, my fault, dog. That don't mean you got to walk him and slap a nigga.
But imagine.
On national TV.
But the best way I could think about it is this: if you keep pushing a dog, I have a new dog. If you keep pushing him and keep slapping him and you keep pushing him, after a while, he's going to be like, yo, get the fuck out of my face, bro, and bite the shit out of me.
I guess.
No matter where we at.
That's true. But I guess the way I look at it, I'm like, bro, they do this at award shows every time. This is not nothing new. Award shows, everybody gets ragged on by comedians. Like, women, men, don't matter. That's all I'm saying. Like, bro, this ain't the first time we done seen comedians rag on people.
Oh no, and I feel like that's why I go back to my whole point. People are sensitive nowadays, but I also go back to my point where all your shit's out there now because of social media. And after a while, you're like, yo, shut the fuck up already, basically.
Well, like I said, the shit wouldn't be out. She didn't go on Red Table Talk and say the shit.
I will say this though. I don't think Chris knew.
But that's probably aggression towards
her
that he can't take out. He ain't gonna hit her. So maybe he took it out on him.
But I will say, I don't think Chris Rock knew.
Yeah.
Because when people were reacting to the joke, specifically Jada and Will. He was like, "Oh, that was light. That was nice." And then he was just like, and then Will first said, he was just like, "Yo, keep my name wife out your mouth." And then he was just like, he was like, "Dude, it was a Gian Jane joke." So when he said that, he was kind of referencing like, "Dog, I'm not even talking about y'all."
He wasn't marital. Even joking her like the
he
for
was.
Real.
He was like, he was saying like, "Yo, this isn't even a marital issue that I was like joking about. I'm just joking about a simple joke."
Jordan, I know you're here with me. I know you.
Yep, I'm chilling, bro.
But it was a G.I. Jane joke, but what is the thing about G.I. Jane? What have you seen that movie?
Yes, but I will say Chris Rock should have done more research. If he's going to make a joke like that, you should be able to do research to know, like, okay, Jada's bald. Let me find out why she's bald before I make this joke.
Or anybody at the Oscars? If it has to be screened, it's getting put on a prompt, or if Chris Rock is saying,
"Nah, that joke, that joke just flew." He ain't had that shit predetermined.
He just
flew that joke.
I have to believe that you knew, because at the end of the day, you can't just say anything on live TV. They're gonna have to be like, "Yo,
obviously you can do anything on live TV if you can walk up and just slap a nigga,
and still he still got awards."
Legend.
Well, he might get it taken away.
You might have killed him to get that award.
Why not?
He deserved it.
He broke conduct.
He deserved that award a long time ago, in my opinion.
And I think that's why I say you might have killed him to get that award.
And what's that movie? Because I've never even seen it.
Oh, it's a King Richard
King
movie.
Richard.
I heard it's a great movie, though.
It just came out like last
year. He's a great-ass actor.
Sadly, it bombed, too. Like, that's why.
You said it bombed?
It didn't do good.
I mean, that's because
theaters is weird these days.
You know, that's a
if it's not a Marvel movie, then it's not going to do good.
Yeah.
Or Batman.
You gotta check the streams. Don't worry about the gross and how much it made in box office. Look at the stream.
It's on HBO Max. Look at what's in it? What's that? What was that one fucking movie? The Sound of Water or whatever. That was another one.
The one that cleaned up all the awards that one
cleaned
year.
Cleaned up.
Yeah, and meanwhile it was all about her fucking some mermaid.
Yeah,
I'm right. Like, that nigga look like Aquaman in a fucking tube or something.
How you fucking this?
In a what?
In a fucking tube.
Bro, that joint swept the Academies.
Was that what's called?
The Sound of Music? What's the one?
I think you're right, but I know what movie you're talking about. It might be wrong on the name.
What
don't
about La La Land when they were like, "Yeah, La La Land won."
That one too.
But certain movie sweep.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Will Smith, you my guy, I will say. But you should have handled it different. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
I ain't mad at that.
He should have, but in the heat of the moment sometimes, you don't know how you're going to act.
You seem red.
Right.
And I will say, if y'all haven't listened to what Jim Carrey said, he makes some valid points.
I listened to it.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic, but yeah.
It is a whole nother topic.
I didn't see it, so I don't know about that.
He was being interviewed or whatever, and then they asked him about the Academy shit.
I heard he said he was suing for like 200 M's or something like that.
He was just talking.
That's like the only headline I seen. I didn't watch anything,
it wasn't
so I couldn't tell you. I figured he was just joking or making some kind of point, but I never watched it, so I have no like reference point on that. Nathan, actually.
If I was Chris Rock, I would have fake sued him. I would have came out, said I was suing him, but just been joking about it.
I'd have said in that moment, I'd be like, lawsuit. I'd have flipped it back to make the room funny.
So
I'd have took the tension off myself.
Hey, that nigga.
Of course he does.
That nigga was so like, he was like,
that nigga probably about to say something about August.
Nah, that would have been too far.
Bro, I just got smacked in the face. I'm about to go crazy.
He was about to say something wild, though. I don't know what he was going to say.
But it wouldn't have been wrong.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
he would have been wrong.
Chris Rock better than me, because me and Will Smith would have been throwing hands.
Now, we had to do 5 minutes in the back. Commercial break. We got to go outside.
You ain't going to be hugging other people afterwards.
You slap me on national TV, you getting fucking uppercutted right there.
Hands and feet.
Oh, my.
Hands and feet, bro.
But this, I get Chris Rock, though. That nigga hands was in his pockets the whole time. His stance ain't changed.
My man didn't even touch his face.
He didn't touch his face the whole time afterwards.
Uh-uh. Yo, there's so many other elements to that. Number one, I'm petty as fuck. So number two, let's talk about it. I would have hit you no matter what. I would have found you. Number three. Number four, I would have embarrassed you right when you were talking about your speech when you got the award. Because that's the type of person I am.
At that point, it's all bets are off, bro. You just smack the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, that's what I said. When if you would have said whatever you wanted.
Right.
That was the one thing I thought it was staged, though, because after Will hit him, that nigga walked off so smooth. Like, I'm not turning my back on somebody I just smacked the shit out of.
And laughed.
Because he laughed.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He walked out, like, button up his blazer back up. Like, he was cool.
But weird. Did you see on Twitter? Sorry, I know we're prolonging. Did you see on Twitter the guy? He was on there with other white comedians, and they were talking about
Jerry Seinfeld.
If y'all haven't seen that before, I'd be surprised.
Shout out to Jerry Seinfeld. I saw it, and I was like, "Wow!"
What's the other guy's name? RCKC. What's his name?
And Jerry Seinfeld himself was like, "I don't participate that."
He said, I don't think you should do that.
Yeah,
he said,
basically.
I find it amusing,
and I would never will. And I loved it.
Shout out Jerry. That's my guy.
He said, you found the amusement in using that word.
And it's not.
I haven't.
And I never will. And I love it.
I was just like,
I love
shake
that.
My hand.
You're not going to get me fucked up out here.
That part.
I was like, hey, Alexa, play Seinfeld season 3.
Shout out to Seinfeld.
God bless.
Damn. That was a discussion.
I know.
Hey, look, that shit. I ain't never seen Twitter jump like that in like
it's been a long while.
I couldn't tell you the last time it was jumping.
And if this shit wasn't planned,
maybe Nigga Navy was the last time.
Yep.
Hey, that was
the
last time.
The only thing I think it's the main reason I say I feel like, besides I just feel like it was wrong, I feel like it tarnished his moment of winning the award. Like, bro, nobody's talking about you really winning the award.
It tarnished everybody's. Like, nobody's talking about. I don't know who else won besides.
Questlove won some shit nobody even knew.
Well,
Samuel got some. That's the only thing else. Other thing I'm seeing was
like,
Samuel.
Bro, like that shit. It kind of fucked up the whole night because it fucked up his moment in a way. Like I said, he won a whole act of the year award, and it's like the only thing everybody talking about. Bro, you slapped the shit out of fucking.
People should be talking about King Richard. They talking about Will Smith.
It just negated his whole point about when you get high enough that the devil comes for you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, nigga, you sound contradictory as fuck right now.
You just fucked somebody up on national TV and it's okay. I don't know.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like,
on front though. That was a mean ass slap though.
It was quick.
He slapped the shit out. The way he walked up and did it though.
On
he did it like he was acting.
Somebody said it was an actor type slap.
He learned that from a movie.
I don't think it was a real slap like that.
It was all fingers. It wasn't that palm didn't hit his hand. It was only hit him.
It was more of a like European
slap. It was like a warning type slap.
It wasn't like a mush slap, like a pow. It was the fingers hit his jaw.
Bitch.
There you go.
You ought to think about this.
Wow. That was funny. Hey. That was funny. I want you to know that. It was just like when he smacked that reporter when he was trying to kiss him. And he said, man. Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
All fingers.
Yeah.
No hand.
But that's his thing.
Watch Will Smith, Chris Rock. Watch that shit high. He hit him quick as hell, though.
Yeah.
Like one moment, his hands.
I challenge you to a duel.
That nigga hit him quick as hell.
Shout out, boy.
I hope they reconcile. Well, I don't know. I don't really hope anything.
Nah, Chris Rock got to throw hands with him.
Like, what? Immediate 5 minutes.
Like I said, I don't know if they'll ever be cool again.
They can be cool after this.
Yo, Jake Paul tried to.
You're not cool no more.
Nah, he got those hands.
Them, they can't. They can fight and get it.
Nah, we ain't cool no more, bro. You gonna slap me in front of everybody on national television? Fuck you.
So look, the next Logan or Jake Paul fight, Will Smith and Chris Rock gonna be in the undercard.
Yo, Jake Paul.
And we gonna talk about it.
The
on
fact
episode
that he tried to capitalize on that. Yo, one thing I don't like him. Oh, there's Paul. There's so many. Okay, I'll be quiet.
We're not going there.
We're not going there.
Episode 167 will just be blackface.
if Will Smith and Chris Rock are fighting on an undercard or main card,
that's
about
a main event.
It.
That can't be an undercard, bro. That got to be the main event.
I just want to say this. Thank you guys for having me. I never thought I would be on this, but I'm just going through a lot.
Welcome
right
back
now.
In town,
brother.
Shut up.
Nah, I appreciate you guys.
Y'all drinking
me.
White Claws. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Niggas ain't your niggas,
bro.
Yeah.
Dang.
Every time you
no,
think
but
cool
he said,
somebody.
That's what, that's something, never mind. What's up? Where we at?
Goodbye.
See, this is what we going through, bro.
See, I was trying to be nice.
This is what we go through with Adrian.
Thanks for having me around.
Every week, man. Every week. But, man, yo, listen. This is episode 159 officially in the books. We appreciate all y'all good people tuning in and listening on whatever DSP you chose. You had an hour, damn near 2 hours in your day. You could have spent anywhere, but you spent it with the champs. Shout out to our special guest, Marcus, in the building. Damn, some good ass episode, man. Appreciate you. Give me your socials. Lay it out.
Listen, follow me on Couscous Oso. If you need to spell it, K O O S. K O O S. O. So,
First link in the description of the podcast. Yeah, so as soon as you go into the description of the podcast, it's a hyperlink. Click it. It'll take you right to it.
Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
All that.
It's all different. But anyway, there's that. Thank you for having me.
And don't run up on him. He keep the shank on him.
Oh, yeah. That boy definitely keep the pocket knife.
He keep the poker.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I like him.
But anyway, that nigga definitely have a razor blade under his tongue. Sick ass.
Fuck you. I mean, I'm a Christian. Nah, thanks for having me, and thanks for listening. And you know, maybe I'll come back once a quarter. I don't know. I'm trying to.
We're gonna have you back on the sports episode.
Watch me have nothing to talk about. Be like, but yeah, they suck.
You ain't even watch the game.
That ain't trash. All I know is they trash.
I know that player.
He trash too.
Oh, LeBron?
Washed.
Look, as long as you mark off the bingo, you get bingo on the bingo card, you good.
Yeah, it's a few people that are every episode just some way somehow find their way.
Ah, bueno.
Dangerous.
LeBron. All right, see.
Time to wrap it up.
All right.
Drizzle.
I knew it was coming out. I hate that guy.
Free space.
No. Hey, Jordan. Get us out of here.
I tried.
Get us the
I tried. But again, shout out to y'all good people tuning in, man. Check out the description of the podcast. Like I said, first line is going to be my guy Marcus or whatnot. All the socials and the hyperlink. The following one is 80s playlist. Go ahead and hit that. Hit play. Hit shuffle. Whatever your vibe is. After that, it's just some dope people and dope shit we do. Check it out. Rock out on this website or whatnot. Copy your beanie. It's still cold as shit out here. You heard? Anyways, peace, love, and all that other jazz. Wash your hands. Sanitize your phone. Eat healthy. Get to your bag.
Drink some water.
Check on your people. That's episode 159, baby.
Boom.
Bye. Yes, sir.
One. Thank you. I'm the type of man that's you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. The way that I make you scream and just come alive. It always feels better when I know it's mine. Make sure the neighbors can see us through the window. I heard you can blow like we puffing on window. Tell me I'm your favorite, cause I'ma make you say yeah. I'm the type, know what you want, what you need, and what you don't. Yeah, I'm the type, give you my all, cause baby I'm the man for you. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you.